What issues are going largely unnoticed in this election campaign and deserve more attention? That's what we've been asking you to let us know for our Off the Grid series. Among the suggestions we received, the difficulties facing people in their 60s trying to find work. Sancha Burke reports.
On an old reel-to-reel tape recorder, Simon Anthony plays me part of his teenage audio diary from a family holiday in Switzerland, 1972.
Edgy about the flight. Not very much. I've taken a couple of drugs.
Born, as he puts it, with a silver spoon in his mouth, he never thought he'd find himself struggling to survive at 62.
I'm a Today listener, wake up to the show every day. When I heard that Sancho was doing an off-the-grid thing and the environment is now nicely covered, I thought, well, what's the next on the list that's got to be attacked? And that is the problems that people of my age, my wife's age, have of getting work when we're over 60.
Simon and his wife sold their home just after the 2008 crash. They moved from the Midlands to London, to Australia, now back to London again, all in search of work. Their savings have gone. They're currently living in a house lent by an old friend.
And if it wasn't for her, we would be street sleeping. And that is no exaggeration as far as I can see at all, because the government has offered no assistance whatsoever and indeed has put innumerable barriers between us and a decent human lifestyle.
Like many, Simon found it hard to get universal credit. Now he has some part-time work, thanks, he says, to the charity the Shaw Trust. Samantha Ripley is their network development manager.
We are doing a lot of work with employers at the moment to promote the fact that actually people over the age of 60 have a huge wealth of experience and skills that's often overlooked. And there's a huge labour market there that can be utilised.
You've eaten all this, goodness gracious me.
250 miles away on the North Devon coast, Gail Hickman feeds the chattering sparrows, bullfinches and blue tits that colonise her garden. She's 69. And she's also worried about the roof over her head.
Because there's just no accounting for folk. So who knows what tomorrow will bring. I've just put blinds up at the windows behind you. You can see blinds up there. And while I'm doing it, I'm thinking, am I going to be here long enough to enjoy them, you know?
For 15 years, Gail rented a house on a farm. But health problems meant she had to move last year to a bungalow. She had to leave that place within months. The landlords threatened to evict her for no reason. Now she's in another cottage, currently on a 6 month lease.
I want a home where the landlord will be happy for me to adapt it if need be for my disability. For instance, perhaps a stair lift might be necessary sometime in the future. And I want to be secure, I want to dig in the garden, I want to plant vegetables. I want to make long-term plans with my children, who are in Australia and New Zealand, that they can come and visit me here. There's just so many things. I just want to be settled.
So in our services at Shelter, we are seeing this a lot. People deeply distressed because of the cost of renting, who are aged over 55, over 60.
Polly Neat, chief executive of the housing charity Shelter.
So in the 10 years to 2018, the number of households headed by someone over 55 in private renting has gone up by 74%. And in terms of homelessness, we've seen a 27% increase in homelessness applications from people aged over 60.
Housing, of course, is a significant issue for many voters in this election. The major political parties have committed to abolishing so-called no-fault eviction, which should help private renters like Gail. Most parties, but not the Conservatives, have promised too to build more low-cost social housing. Back in East London, Simon's wife practices on her oud, a lute-like instrument she's just started to play. Both are learning to do new things, some out of choice, others because they have to.
You know, it's proof you're never too late. I only started acting 2 years ago. But life is changing so fast. Unless you change fast, you get left behind.
That report from Sancho Berg. And don't forget, you can still send us your suggestions for that Off the Grid series. It's 11 minutes to 7. Our main news this morning, a vigil is to be held for the victims of the London Bridge attack as police continue to review the cases of terrorists released early on licence.